Okay. That's the last of the boxes packed. Man, good team. We really Tetris the shit out of that man. Well, you know me. I don't ever sweat. You look pretty tired, though. Why don't we take a break? Yeah, we did sort of move everything out. Oh, wait, no. I'm leaving the futon here because that thing has seen better days. I'll grab you a glass of water. Go flop out in the bedroom and I'll be right there. I'm back. Okay, here, drink this. Were you trying to show off or something? So eager to get rid of me, huh? Sorry, yeah, I know. Dumb joke. I'm sad I'm leaving too. But I've been here for 10 years, doing my undergrad, and then my postgrad, for my own academic career. It's good if I switch schools for a doctorate. I mean, you know how this works. Besides, you'll still see me online. We're not going to stop being friends. Yeah, I know. I say that, but it's hard to maintain friendships like ours. Has there been a day we haven't talked face to face in the past 10 years? God, I'm still so glad we met that first week. I was ready to fucking amscray from this place until I met you. My weirdo kindred spirit. I feel closer to you than anybody in, like, history. Of course I'm gonna miss you. What are you, nuts? I mean, who's gonna help me move all the stuff back into my new place? Gotcha. No. I will miss you, for real. Oh shit, we need a goodbye pic. Fuck, I almost forgot. Grab my purse? It's beside you, my phone's in there. Oh, right, I forgot. You're a guy, and guys hate putting their hands into a purse because you might accidentally, what, touch a tampon or something? Fine, toss it over here, dummy. Whoa, do the zipper up first. Oh. Shit. Yeah. Those are a lot of different passports. I was going to wait a bit before I told you. This isn't really how I plan this to go. Why do I have so many passports? Under different names. And why are some of them for you? Here's the thing. And it's not what you think. I'm not like a spy or something. I'm a vampire. No, I'm not kidding. Look, I get it. It's a weird thing to understand. But vampires aren't what you think they are. We don't turn into bats or puffs of smoke, and I can walk just fine in the daylight without sparkling. Thank you very much. We don't really have any special powers aside from the whole living forever and never aging thing. Okay, yes, I also need blood to survive. But that's it, I swear. I don't glamour people or sleep upside down or dress like Gary Oldman or whatever. I'm mostly me. I'm just older than I look. No, don't go. I swear I am not pulling your leg. Besides, you can't leave. Not until we're done talking. I promise I'm not going to hurt you. Please don't make me restrain you. I'm still your friend, and I want us to talk. So, I'm sure you have a lot of questions. Hit me. How old am I? that's a difficult question. I think I'm around 200 years old-ish. I can only really remember the last 50 or so years in detail. Before that, it's like a dream I had, you know, where I remember the overall story, but details are fuzzy. My life before becoming a vampire, I don't remember at all. I think I was British. So I get my pale complexion naturally. Oh, come on, that was a little bit funny. Okay, right, yeah, sure. It is a lot to take in. Yeah, it's not every day your bestie turns out to be a vampire. Huh? No, I don't have fangs. Fucking movies. Look, I won't deny that there are plenty of idiots who also happen to be vampires and love playing the part. Historically, that tended to end with, like, pitchforks and fire. I'm cool with flying under the radar. The truth is a lot less exciting. Some of our scientists figured we don't actually need that much blood, about a quarter week. There's not that many of us, so we usually just cut a deal with the local Red Cross. It's so much easier, let me tell you. It's honestly not that much different than any other chronic condition. Again, never aging and living forever aside. Go ahead. Yeah, ask the real question. It's okay. You want to know if I've ever murdered and drained a human being. Not in the entire time you've known me. And not recently. Well, you know, not recently means not recently. Not within the past 50 years. Before that, well, that's a little hazy. But I think I probably did. How did it feel? Not exactly the question I thought you were going to ask. It's funny because the details of my life from back then are indistinct, like a dream you can't quite recall when waking. But I remember the emotions very, very well. And it felt... I guess there's no way around this. It felt great. I can live on animal blood in a pinch, and the blood bags from the Red Cross are excellent quality. But feeding on fresh blood, blood that's being pumped out of a still living heart, I mean, that's like crack. I remember being blood simple, like the rush of fresh blood sort of eradicates my more civilized urges, and in my brain everything turns red. Everything tastes, smells, and feels red. The deepest red imaginable. A red that hides and holds the whole world. And Sorry. Got a little carried away there. I do sound like an alcoholic. You're not the first to think that. There's a lot of crossover between how blood works on us vamps and how drugs work on humans. That's why it takes discipline not to fall into the red. Once you do that, vamps start becoming different. Feral. It's not pretty. I have to say, you're taking this pretty well. Usually, people start screaming and begging for the lies when they find out I'm a vampire. You're just kind of chill. That makes this next part easier. So here's the thing. I can't let you leave here knowing I'm a vampire. You don't live to be however old I am without strict rules, so you're going to have to make a choice. No! No, I'm not going to kill you and eat you, you dumbass. Did I not just get finished explaining it? No. You're right. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot to process all at once. I'm sorry for yelling. Look, here's the choice, okay? I can do a little trick that would make you forget everything I just told you. You'll wake up in your bed tomorrow, remember having packed me up and said your goodbyes. You'll remember exactly nothing vampy-related at all. Hmm? Or you could join me. Yes, for real? Why are you laughing? Seriously, man, this is not how I was expecting this to go. Whoa, wait. Don't make a decision yet. There's a couple more things you'll need to know. The process is not what you think. Yeah. To turn you into a vamp, you'll have to... Well, you'll have to fuck me. I know. The movies never talk about that. It's all neck biting and fangs and shit. Metaphors, man. Look, there's a small ritual we need to perform and then the transfer is consummated by an orgasm and your cum has to be inside me. Oh my God, stop laughing! You know what? Maybe I'll just take this whole thing back. Clearly, I've made a mistake here. I thought because we were friends, you'd want to spend more time with me, and I really, really like you a lot. Honestly, I've never felt the way about anybody else the way I feel about you. It's crazy. I can't figure it out. You're so, you know, young, but you make me feel happy when I'm near you, and I want to be near you more, and oh my God, I can see you trying to stifle more laughter. What is so fucking funny? What do you mean I can't say it? Say what? Fine. I love you. I want to be with you always. And I want to show you the world. And I want to fuck you. And I want to spend the next forever together because I fucking love you, you fucking dick. You're infuriating. I'm offering you the chance to never die. I'm sorry you're going to bone me to get it, but I'm sure you'll be able to pretend I'm someone hotter, yeah? It only has to be the one time you can keep your eyes closed and... Whoa. What's happening right now? Why are you... Oh God, you taste good. Jesus, I'm a little dizzy, actually. I'm starting to think I may have misread this situation. You love me too. What? Why didn't you ever tell me? Were you going to wait until I was in the car, driving away for good? You thought I was out of your league. You are a fucking idiot, you know that? There's no league. There's only me and the people I want. And I want you. Okay. Fine. Look. One more time. Yes, your best friend is a vampire. She's also in love with you and she's offering you eternal life if you fuck her. Why is that so funny? Huh? Oh. The easiest choice in the world. You want to stay with me forever. Well, in that case, come here. Kissing is good. Kissing is good, yes. Okay. Okay, wait, wait, wait. I need to do something for the ritual. No. I don't have to draw a pentagram on the floor, you ass. It's simple. I first have to mark you with my sigil. It's a sign that's uniquely mine, sort of like my signature. It will mark you as one of mine, under my protection. You can't see it yet, because you're still human, but my sigil's been on my palm this whole time. I just have to imprint you with it. Let me take your hand in mine, come on. Hold still. There. Yeah, doesn't hurt at all, right? Now all that's left is to come inside me. You know, I'm suddenly very, very glad we didn't move this futon. Get your pants off, boy. Mine too. I'm gonna fuck you into another world. Oh, wow. Look at that cock. How long have you been hard? For the past 10 years. Funny guy. Okay, well, luckily for you, we're going to have all the time in the world. Of course, it has to pass inspection. I mean, no, I can't actually get an STD, but I have standards. Here, let me examine it. Holy shit. Did you just get harder? Jesus, your cock is beautiful. I mean, I knew that already. Your girlfriends have been very chatty over the years, but they never told me what it tastes like. Oh, I'm really gonna have to have a much longer inspection. Later. But you need to come in me for any of this to work. What do you mean, no? Once you come in me, we can literally spend eternity exploring each other. I want to straddle that really no-shit amazing cock and fuck you until you come in me like a fucking rocket. Do you feel how fucking wet I am? Here, feel that. Huh? I'm rubbing my clit against the top of your cock. You're so close to being inside me. Please. Fuck me. Please. Woo! Hey, nice move flipping me on my back like that, but why is that? Fuck, your tongue is in my pussy. Yeah. Oh, God, I wanted this very, very, very much. Fuck. 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 Yeah, lick it. Fuck. Bite it. Oh, you literally cannot hurt me. Fuck, I'm so fucking. I want you to drink me up. I want you to eat every last fucking drop of this wet cunt. God, please, 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 please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me, you asshole. Fuck me and live forever. Fuck me and be with me and fuck me forever. Jesus. Fuck. I can't stand it. I've waited for years for your cock, goddammit. Let me fuck you. There. Back on top again, and no more foreplay, you little tease. I'll pin you to this fucking futon if I have to. Now put that cock in my... Holy shit. Yeah, I like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, you're so deep. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God, I love this. I love this. I love you. Come on, sit up. Sit up so you can get deeper. Yes, like that. Oh, suck on my tits while you bite my nipples. Fuck me. Fuck, you're so fucking deep. You're lasting a lot longer than I thought you would. Huh? Fuck. Whoa. What are you doing? Why are you biting your thumb? Oh my God, you're bleeding. Why? Jesus, your blood is in my mouth. You're fucking me so good. And your blood is like copper and fire. Fuck. It's so red and you're so deep. More. Oh my God, I can't stop. Oh my God, I can't stop. I'm gonna come. Please let me come while I'm sucking you. Please, I'm gonna come. Please come with me. I want your cum and your blood and your tongue and your mouth. And that's it. I'm coming. I feel you coming too. Yes. Fuck. I feel it everywhere. Fuck. Oh God. Fuck. Holy shit, dude. Am I trembling? Are you? Oh, God, I'm not sure what body I'm in right now. Oh, God. Your cum is dripping out of me. Oh, give me your poor thumb. Yeah, there's still a little blood there, I know. Oh, God, yes. Rub it on your lips. Yeah, rub it on your lips so I can kiss you. And taste the red. Wow. How do you feel? Yeah. Yeah, it'll take a while to kick in. Don't worry, this was a very successful ritual. Can you see my sigil yet? You can! Oh, well, thank you. I think it's quite pretty myself. I'll teach you how to make your own. And next time, maybe you can taste my blood. Oh, don't worry. We have all the time in the world, my love. All the time in the world.